Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail. And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations."
Well, it is Hamburg's basketball to start this second half as Mountain Home leads 26-22. Both teams come out on the floor. We are about ready to get this third quarter started. It will be Wilson triggering the inbound pass on the far sideline. Gets into Lewis in the backcourt, and we are back underway. Lewis across the timeline for the Lions. Mounts all once again in a half-court man-to-man defense. Ball goes over to Caleb Bridges on the left side. Up top now to Wilson. Over to Smith on the elbow. His pass is knocked away and stolen by Bashirs. And back comes Mounts Home. Sixth turnover against Hamburg tonight. 23 seconds into this second half. Mounts Home with the ball up four. Here is Benton on the right side. Finds Cruz in the paint. Going up for the layup off the glass and in. Luke Cruz with his first field goal of the night. He has 3 points. 28-22 our score. Here's Lewis back the other way for Hamburg. Dribbles up to the top between the circles. Throws over on the left side to Caleb Bridges. Up top now to Wilson. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound comes to Peters. And back come the Bombers. Peters across the timeline. Throws over to Benton on the left side. Back up top to Peters. Over to Gilbert on the right. Once again up top to Peters. Over to Benton on the left. He'll give it there to Peters on the wing. Now Benton has the ball up top. Once again over to Peters on the left side. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. Long rebound to Cruz. He'll kick it out to Gilbert on the right wing. Now he drills to the elbow. Kicks it out to Benton in the corner. Finds Cruz going into the paint. Going up for the jumper. Good. Luke Cruz with two straight buckets. He now has 5 points. And Mount Holmes' lead is up to 8. 30-22 our score with a little over 6.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Here is Wilson into the front court for the Lions. He'll throw it up top to Lewis. Now over to Caleb Bridges on the right side. He takes the screen, gives it to Smith, cutting towards the low block. He pulls up for the jumper, rolls around, does not go, and the rebound is controlled by Gilbert, and back comes Mountain Home. Gilbert into the front court for the Bombers. He throws over on the left wing to Benton. Kicks it out, kicks it to Bashirs in the corner, back to Benton. Now up top to Gilbert. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good! Wyatt Gilbert now in double figures with 11 points. And Mounts Home's lead is double digits as well. 33-22 our score with 5:50 left of the third quarter. Here is Wilson into the front court. He throws it up top to Lewis, who will set up the offense. Ball goes over to Wilson on the left side, and he loses his footing. He was actually tripped up. That was a foul called on Hunter Bashirs. His first personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. 5:39 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts Home's lead is 11. Lewis will inbound the ball on the baseline. And he gets in to Johnson on the left side. He'll throw it up top to Caleb Bridges, who will set the offense. Now Bridges dribbles over to the right wing. Gives it up top to Smith. Over to Lewis on the left side. Lewis dribbling into the paint. Now kicks out to Caleb Bridges on the right side. Bridges dribbles to the elbow. He loses his footing. Now, to avoid the travel, he gives it to Willison, and he's going to be called for the offensive foul. Jalen Wilson picks up his third personal foul, team foul number one here in the second half against Hamburg, and that is their seventh turnover. And Wilson, when he initiated the contact, he looks like he may have hurt his eye a little bit. He's staying in the game. Here's Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Throws over to Gilbert in the right corner. He's going to try another three. This one will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Bashirs. And he's going to be by Wilson. And he's going to draw a blocking foul against Bashirs. Looked like Wilson actually used his forearm, but they're going to get Bashirs with the foul. That is his second personal foul, team foul number two, against Mountain Home here in the second half. 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. And it is Mountain Home leading Hamburg 33-22. We're going to wipe up a little perspiration off the floor before we get started. Back up. While I got a moment, I did want to mention some of the other finals. I didn't get a chance to mention the other finals from the girls' games earlier today. Wonderview beat Hermitage in the consolation side of the bracket, 75-40. Farmington was a 62-51 win over Highland. We'll have more on some of those games to come for tomorrow. Here is Caleb Bridges into the front court, throws over to Lewis on the right side, up top to Wilson, back over to Lewis on the right. Lewis dribbling into the corner, pulling up for the jumper, no good, and the rebound controlled by Peters. 4:39 left of the third quarter. Mount Sinai with the ball, leading by 11. Gilbert throws it into the front court to Benton. Benton will set up the offense. Hamburg once again in a 2-3 zone. Benton dribbles to the right side, finds Cruz by himself on the low block. His shot was blocked, though, and I thought they might have hit the ball after it hit the backboard, but no goaltending was called. And so back the other way, Jalen Wilson will hit the three, and Mount Sinai's quickly going to take a timeout. We'll break with 4:15 left to play in the third quarter. It is Mount Sinai leading Hamburg 33-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Arvest Bank is proud to have been voted Best Bank by the readers of the Baxter Bulletin for the fourth year in a row. We're passionate about helping Baxter and Marion County residents find financial solutions for life. Stop by a branch or visit arvest.com/switch to experience the customer service and respect that you and your family deserve.
Equal Housing Lender.
Well, Josh Fulcher taking that timeout, just to kind of sell his team down just a little bit. They still have an 8-point lead on Hamburg right now, 33-25, a little over 4 minutes left of the third quarter. Peters has the ball on the left wing, throws it to Gilbert in the corner. His three-pointer, good! Wyatt Gilbert with 14 points, and it is once again a double-digit lead for the Bombers. 36-25 our score, 3:53 left to play in this third period. Here is Caleb Bridges into the front court for the Lions. He dribbles to the left side. Now he's going down onto the low block. Kicks out to Lewis up top. Now over to Johnson on the right. Up top to Caleb Bridges. He tries to do a lob pass. It gets knocked around. Finally stolen by Luke Cruz. Eighth turnover against Hamburg. And back come the Bombers. Less than 3.5 minutes left of the third quarter. 36-25, Mount Sinai on top. Gilbert has the ball on the left wing. Takes the screen from Cruz. Throws it up top to Bashirs. Finds Peters on the right side. Peters dribbles toward the free throw line, kicks out to Gilbert on the left wing, head down to Benton in the corner. Now up top to Cruz, he's going to pull up for the three-pointer, good! Luke Cruz with 8 points, 39-25, Mount Sinai's lead is up to 14, 3 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Here's Lewis into the front court for Hamburg, dribbles on the right side. Now kicks it up to Caleb Bridges. He has it on the right wing now. Now Bridges will kick it over to Smith at the left elbow. He pulls up in the lane for the jumper. Good. Kyron Smith with 4 points. 39-27, Mount Sinai's lead cut back to a dozen. 2:39 left in the third quarter. Gilbert across the timeline for the Bombers. He throws over on the left side to Peters. And he's going to pull up for another three. This one will go as well. Colton Peters. And now... foul, I think, away from the ball. Oh, I'm sorry. They're going to get Colton Peters. He must have said something to either one of his opponents because Colton Peters just got called for a technical foul. That could hurt. That's Colton Peters picking up the technical foul. That's also his third personal foul, team foul number three against Mount Sinai here in the third quarter. So Jalen Wilson at the free throw line. He misses the first free throw. Now, not only will Hamburg get these free throws, but they'll also keep possession of the ball. The second free throw for Wilson rolls around and goes in. He's now 2 of 4 from the free throw line with 8 points. 42-28, Mount Sinai leading with 2:27 left of the third quarter. Hamburg does keep possession after the free throws are shot. Caleb Bridges takes the inbound pass from Lewis. He'll bring it into the front court and set up the offense. By the way, Baylor Cresselius checked in for Colton Peters after he got the technical foul. Caleb Bridges going into the lane for the layup. He gets off the glass and in. He now has 13 points, 42-30, Bombers leading it. 2:06 left to play in the third quarter. Cresselius has the ball on the left wing, gives it to Ben. Now to Gilbert in the paint. His jumper good. Wyatt Gilbert with 16 points. 1:55 left in the third quarter. 44-30, Bombers leading it. Here is Wilson with the ball on the left side. He's going to pull up for the long three. Good. Wow, right in the face of Hunter Bashirs. Jalen Wilson. Well, you can't. It's hard to defend against that. 11 points for Jalen Wilson. 44-33, Mountain Home on top. 1:37 left in the third quarter. Ben dribbles the elbow. Kicks out top to Bashirs. His three-pointer rolls around. Does not go. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He can't get it to go, but Cresselius is right there for the tip-in. Good. Baylor Cresselius with 4 points. 46-33, Mountain Home leading it. 1:20 left in the third quarter. Here is Lewis into the paint. Kicks it to Smith at the elbow. His jumper in and out. No good. Cruz gets the rebound for the Bombers. 1:10 left in the third quarter. 13-point Mountain Home advantage. Gilbert gets into the front court. Now he dribbles into the paint. Kicks it to Luke Cruz on the low block. His jumper goes in off the glass, and he draws contact. Luke Cruz will go to the line for the three-point play. That foul is on Kyron Smith, his second personal foul, team foul number two against the Lions. Luke Cruz will be at the free throw line to convert the three-point play before he shoots the free throw. Nick Bridges is going to check in for Hamburg, replacing Kyron Smith. And for Mountain Home, Brandon Morris is waiting to check in. He's going to come in for Cruz if he hits this free throw, which he does not. He cannot convert the three-point play, and Hamburg gets the rebound. They're quickly back the other way. Lewis saves the ball into Nick Bridges, who's in the lane for the easy layup. Good. Nick Bridges now with his first 2 points of the night. 48-35, Mountain Home leading it. 46 seconds left of the third quarter. Benton into the front court for the Bombers. Now Hamburg's in a man-to-man defense. Benton going into the lane for the layup. Off the glass, no good. Offensive rebound for Cruz. He puts it back up. He can't get that to go, but he draws contact once again, and he'll head back to the charity stripe. Caleb Bridges picks up his fourth personal foul. Team foul number three here in the second half against the Lions. Oh, they're going to say that's his third. I thought that was his fourth. And he goes, okay, so it's his third foul. 34.1 seconds left. Luke Cruz's first free throw here is up and in. He is now 2 of 4 from the charity stripe. And he gets both on this trip. He now has, I believe, 12 points. And Cruz is going to take a seat with 34 seconds left as he's replaced by Brandon Morris. 50-35, Bombers leading it by 15. Lewis will bring the ball into the front court for Hamburg. Throws it up to Caleb Bridges. He's going in towards the low block. Kicks out to Wilson. He's in the left corner. His three-pointer, no good. 18 seconds left as Cresselius gets a rebound. He throws it to Benton, who quickly brings it into the front court. 14 seconds left in the third. Gilbert has the ball now, going into the lane for the layup. Good. Wyatt Gilbert with 18 points. 4 seconds left. Wilson going back the other way, going up for the dunk. Good. And now he's called for the technical foul. Just as time expires, it will be Jalen Wilson called for the technical foul after he gets the dunk. And that's his fourth personal foul as well. Team foul number four against Hamburg. So with no time left on the clock, Mount Tom's going to get two free throws. And who's going to shoot him? Looks like it's going to be Wyatt Gilbert. So Gilbert's first free throw is up, no good. One more free throw to come for Wyatt Gilbert. Second shot is up and good. He gets 1 of 2 on this trip. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. We've got 8 minutes left to play. Our score at the end of three. Mountain Home leading Hamburg 53-37. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I thought I had a sinus headache.
for a few days, but I had a massive brain aneurysm, hemorrhage of the brain, and a stroke, and I was on my deathbed. I was on a respirator in a coma for 35 days, and 3 months later, I came home in a wheelchair. I had double vision. I had to learn to walk again, to speak again. One and one is two, write the alphabet. You know, if I went out and did a little something, I'd come home, I'd be in bed. Now, I'm up by like 5:30 in the morning, and I go to the gym. I do shopping. I cook. I have energy all day. I mean, I feel great. Overall, my whole outlook, just feeling, my mental aspect, everything is better.
For a limited time, use discount code DEAL, and we'll take 35% off your first preferred set of fruits and veggies and have them shipped to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751, or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code.